Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. It's great to be back with each and every single one of you. I want to thank my dear colleagues, Rabbi Jack Abramowitz, as well as Binyamin Cement, for filling in while I was out last week. A lot has happened while I was out, but it is fantastic and really, really, really great to be back with each and every single one of you today. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 27th day of the month of Sivan. Today's day 626, that so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. We pray for all of our brothers and sisters in Israel who have been under this barrage of missiles on a daily basis and really happening in real time right now. Just a few minutes ago, missiles have been launched by Iran towards American bases in Qatar and Iraq. Sirens are going off in Kuwait and Bawar. In addition, our hearts, our minds are always focused on our brothers and sisters in Israel. We think of the American servicemen, the men and women serving proudly for the American forces on bases throughout the world, especially now in the Middle East. Let's please have in mind in our tefillos and our prayers today, they be safe, and Hashem watches over them as well. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Ariel Rakovsky of Congregation Shari Tefillah in Dallas, Texas, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. We'll be followed by Rabbi Rakovsky slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited in both in Hebrew as well as in English, and that will then be followed by the Mishaberach for our Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the Shvuim, those who are held captive, and finally, Rabbi Rakovsky will conclude with the Mishaberach L'cholim, pausing to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. Again, please keep in mind the American servicemen and women who are protecting our great nation as well. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call, reminder email, subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Rakovsky.
Thank you, Naftali. The distressing news that is emerging from the Middle East, of course, immediately in real time, but over the last, not just 10 days, but since October 7th, 2023, and long before that, has brought us to think about what it means to live in close proximity to those who wish to destroy us, and being within striking distance, literally, of the most nefarious designs of those who are able, theoretically at least, to bring about our destruction. Every year, when I read the story of Korach, I wonder anew what it is about Korach's rebellion that was so enticing. It should have been transparently obvious that Korach was the only one who stood to gain from his rebellion. Dathan and Aviram would never be appointed Kohanim, as they were from the tribe of Reuven. The 250 followers would never become part of the spiritual elite of the Jewish people for the same reason. So what led to this unlikely alliance? Rashi, quoting the Medrash Tanhuma, offers a simple explanation. Anyone who has ever tried to look for a house in a heavily Jewish neighborhood knows this explanation. Location, location, location. As Rashi says, quoting the Medrash, Mikan Amru, Oy l'rasha, Oy l'shcheino. Woe is to the wicked, and woe is to his neighbor. Dathan and Aviram, living in amongst the tribe of Reuven, were neighbors with Korach, Baal Machlokas, who fomented rebellion and stirred up dissent, and they were lost from the world as well. The members of the family of Kehath were situated on the south side of the encampment of the Jewish people in the desert, which is close to where Reuven was living, and of course, Korach was a prominent member of the family of Kehath. Consider this, though. Korach was one of 8,600 members of the tribe of Kehath. Thus, Dathan and Abiram were 2 out of 46,500 members of the tribe of Reuven. With numbers like that, they could hardly be called neighbors. Who's to say that there was any interaction between them at all? And besides, the Midrash assumes that Korach was the instigator, and Dathan and Abiram followed Korach's plan. But if you look into other Midrashic works, it seems that Dathan and Abiram needed no assistance in their troublemaking. According to the Midrash, they were the 2 fighting Jewish men in whose altercation Moshe intervened. They were also the ones who stockpiled the man in the desert, even though it had been explicitly forbidden. They were the ones who suggested that in the face of the negative report of the spies, it would be a good idea to return to Egypt. In short, they were a perpetual thorn in Moshe's side, constant troublemakers, and they needed no help from Korach. So why is Korach viewed as the instigator? Maybe an answer would be revealed if we understood what Chazal meant when they described the attributes of a good neighbor, a quality that seems to be especially important to Chazal. In the second parak of Pirkei Avos, Rav Yochanan instructs his Talmidim, his students, to identify the single most important character trait a person can possess. Rav Yossi says that it is being a shachein tov, being a good neighbor, that is this trait. So why is that? The Rav Avadia of Bartanura writes, Masui, shachein tov, masui etzlo bein bayom bein belaila. Ve'ilu chaver tov, eino masui etzlo bechol eit. A neighbor is always available, day or night, which even a close friend is not. Being a neighbor in this conception of neighborliness does not simply mean living next door to, above or below another person. It is someone who exerts a powerful influence by virtue of their proximity and through the proximity of their virtue. It is human nature to be influenced in overt and subtle ways, for better or worse, by those who are regularly present in our lives. In the adjacent camps, Korach's spirit of discontent and his sense of entitlement radiated outward and found its match in the kindred souls of Dathan and Abiram. Even if they had never met each other, who we are, what we do, and how we feel can influence our surroundings in numerous profound ways. The message of Korach and his band of malcontents challenges us to find good neighbors, and to be good neighbors, to surround ourselves by people who are positive, people who are role models, people who we look up to, whom we want to be like, and in whom we would want to live in proximity, but also to be that kind of source of quiet and positive influence on others, just by virtue of the way we carry ourselves and our recognition of how that can influence the people around us in ways that we may have no idea about. Israel is facing an existential challenge, and it is facing this existential challenge from bad neighbors. But this situation is also causing Israelis to draw together, to unify, not just with people who are their actual neighbors, as they hide together in Ramad, but also to radiate outward and to band together to help each other. And in the hope of this, when we learn the lesson of this kind of conflict and we take that lesson and apply it to our lives, we will be good neighbors, we'll be unified neighbors, and we will only have positive influence on others and be influenced by others positively, surrounding ourselves with the kinds of people that elevate us, that bring us up, and not, God forbid, the opposite, people that take us down. Thank you for this opportunity, and may we only share good news going forward. We begin with Tehillim, Perek Chaf. Lam Natseach, Mizmor LeDavid, Ya'ancha Adonai B'yom Tzara Yisagevcha Shem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Mitzion Yisadecha. Yizkol Kol Menchosecha V'Lavcha Yidash Shenesela,
As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity, on sea or on land, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon. And let us say, Amen. Continue with the Mishaberach L'Chayalei Tzahal. Mishaberach Avasinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Yivreches Chalei Tzva Hagana L'Yisrael V'Anshei Kochot HaBitachon Ha'Omedim Al-Mishmar Arsenu V'Arei Eloheinu. מגבול הלבנון ועביד והמצרים ומן ים גדול עד דבר הרבה ובמקום שהם ביבשה, באוויר ובים. ייתן אדוני נעשו הבינו החמים עלינו נגפים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויפסיד את חיילים מכל צרה וצוקה מכל נגע ומאכלה. וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשי ידיהם. יד ואוסון אינו תחתיהם ויעצרם וחס וישוע ועצרת את לכם בקיום ובקסוב. כי אדוני אלוהיכם הולך עמכם וילחם לכם עם אויביכם והושיע אתכם ונאמר אמן.
Prayer for those being held in captivity. Mishabirach Avosinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Yosef Moshe Ve'aron David Ushlomo Hu Yivarech Vishmor Vintos Medrei Tzva Ha'Aganah Yisrael Ushvuyav Ve'Tzorachinu Anisim Ve'Tzorah Ve'Shia Ve'Avur Shekol Ha'Kahal HaKadosh Hazeh Mitpalel Ve'Avuram HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimoreach Ve'Malehem Yosef Mechoshev Ve'Tzal Maves Ve'Tzotzehem Yinatek Ve'Tzukatzehem Yoshiyem Ve'Shivem Me'Hera Alechek Mishpachetzehem ידעו לאדוני חסדו ונפלאי טוב בבני אדם וזכויון בהם מתחש שכתוב. ופנייה לנה ישובון, ובואו ציון ברינה ושמחה שלום על ראשם ספן וזכו יציגו, ונעשו ידון והנחה ונאמר אמן. ישברך לכל ומשברך אבסינו אברהם יצחק ויעקב משה ואהרן דוד ושלמה, הוא יברך וירפא את החולים. הקדוש ברוך הוא מורה לכם עליהם ואחרימו ואפרסמו
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Rakovsky. Wonderful to have you on the program. We look forward, please God, in your Hashem, to having you back on soon. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair, especially in these times. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, be strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a wonderful and safe day.